Hey y'all.
Welcome back to episode 3 4.
Four.
I lied.
You the one said two last
don't,
time.
Why you have to put that? Girl, you so messy. Welcome back to episode 4 of Spark Conversations. What's going on? Okay, wait. Spark Conversations podcast.
I love that. No, I love it. I love it.
Welcome back. We got dinner today because this topic right. A little.
Yeah.
It got us jittery.
Right.
Hold on. Get a little sippy sip. Little sip.
We're gonna hit a little something today. It got us in shambles.
No, but we are so glad to be here. Good, yeah. We're so glad to just join with you all another week. We've been hitting them weeks, friend. We've been getting the job done. Yeah. Y'all been getting the job done, and we love you. Y'all did better. Y'all been listening. And we love that. So great job with sharing, subscribing, all of that. Yes. And new announcement. We are now streaming
on all digital platforms.
We are on all digital platforms, so y'all can check us out on Spotify, Apple. Amazon, Apple, Samsung,
yeah,
and everything. Whatever else. We're on everything, so we want you guys to join in, tap in, listen in, watch in. We're on YouTube,
yes,
TikTok, Instagram, you have no excuse not to catch these Spark Conversations. So we don't want to hear it, but we would love for your engagement.
Yes.
And yes, so
we are, I'm stoked about today's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be good. Y'all see, we already like, okay, what is about to go down? But our topic for this session is Dear Dad, Father's Day edition. Shout out to the dad.
Shout out to the dad. Shout out to the dad.
Yeah, we're about to dive right in.
Oh yeah.
Just like, you know, we've been doing. So strap in.
Strap in. We ain't gonna hold you.
But be ready. Just for some truth, some transparency, mm-hmm. some vulnerability. Yeah. It's about to be good, y'all. Yes. This conversation is definitely going to be lit.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Sparked.
I'm excited.
Me too.
For sure.
Let's hop right in it.
So, when you think about Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
or you think about fathers in general,
yeah,
let's talk about what it means to be a father. First, we're going to talk about the technical definition of a father. So, the word father is defined as a man in relation to his children or child. One who brings into being a child. And some synonyms for the word father is male parent, biological father, birth father, or what was my personal favorite,
of course. Begetter. See, we got you.
A father is a begetter.
Of course.
Yes. So when we think about father, we know that in order for a child to come into being, yes. you have to have a father. And I thought it was so interesting that the definition says one who brings into being, which means there is no child, there is no fruit, there is no seed. Reproduction, no seed without a father. That was so good to me.
You're already preaching.
Yeah, that was so good to me because I'm already thinking like, okay, our father.
Right.
Because we're going to go there.
Listen, I
could go on that one. You know, one of the first scriptures I'm sure most of us have learned growing up was for God so loved the world.
Our father.
Yeah. Or the prayer. Our father who art in heaven. Yeah. But I thought about that scripture when it said begetter. I thought about that scripture. You know, God gave his only begotten son, the one that he gave seed to
into
the earth.
Come on and bring that into an understanding.
But for his other children. He brought his son Jesus into
Ariel.
The earth for his other children so that we may not perish but have everlasting life. That thing got so good to
that
me.
That ain't all he
It's not, but I'm telling you.
That is so good. It's, you about to make me so mad. Where are we supposed to go from there? This that was so powerful,
man.
Listen. Did y'all catch that?
Listen, he
not. We weren't even supposed to be here
right now. But no, seriously, the father.
Oh, that's so good.
Begot his first son in the flesh, technically as a sacrifice for his other children. That Ooh. We may not perish, but that we would have life.
Eternal life with him.
With him.
This girl preaching and listen.
I'm here for it. I might just sit here and receive today.
No, seriously. Like,
I might just need to receive. But while she was talking, this ain't on the card either.
Yeah. But I can't help but think of the Hebrew definition of father, which translates to Abba,
yes.
Which means our provider and source.
Yeah.
So you can also say that a father is one who provides.
Yes.
And is the source of your provision.
Yes. Okay. See, this one of those.
Which brings us to our next point. Is there a difference between a father and a dad?
And a dad. So, now, we already know, just naturally, those words are used interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really think about it, or if you just think about it, I'm sure you've heard somebody say, oh, that's just my father. Because you... There without
right.
his seed, you wouldn't be.
Correct.
But you can have a father that's not necessarily a dad.
And so a dad is what?
Let's talk about it. So father being the biological term, the natural
how you got here. Okay.
Term, how you got there. But a dad can be considered that real parent. The one that loves, the one that nurtures, the one
provides.
That provides, the one that protects, the one that raises, the one that supports. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on.
And guides.
All the things. And for many people have grown up feeling like, I don't have a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You have a father.
Mm.
And your father could be present in your life. Mm-hmm. He could be absent, or he could be presently absent.
Girl, you on something today? I'm just here. I am actually. Where was you before this?
It works. No, but seriously.
Oh my god.
Seriously though.
I'm gleaning right now.
I know for me. Growing up, I knew I had a father. There's no question.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here without one.
Yeah.
But I can't say, oh, my father was a dad.
Yeah.
My father was one who was consistent.
Yeah.
My father was one that was a loving presence in my life. I can't say that.
Okay.
So I don't feel like I grew up with a dad.
Yeah.
And my father wasn't in my life growing up either. So I felt absent a father.
Yeah.
And absent a dad.
Yeah.
But I've always had Abba Father, correct. As you said, the one who provides and is my source.
We'll get into that.
We're
going to get into that in parts in the next section because I got something to say right there.
Okay.
So right now, we're going to get into the difference between a father and a dad. Mm-hmm. As she was talking about earlier, we'll just get into a couple of bullet points concerning that.
Mm-hmm.
So a father can be a biological term, whereas a dad refers to a real parent. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
You said all of this. That's crazy. You got me so lost.
But you know
Hold on, guys. While I catch up.
No, but okay, so, but in that, I love this part where it says a dad can be one who is constant and loving and a loving presence in the life of their child,
mm-hmm.
whether that be biological, adopted, or relational.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us may grow up without a father
or
without a present dad in our lives, but that doesn't mean we were absent that figure in our lives.
Just like the uncle took that place, grandfather took that place. I actually know people who call their uncles dad or their grandfather dad because he was that person to them.
Yeah.
I just really quickly, my parents were married all of my life until he passed. So my dad is deceased. RP to my boy. My dad was super present. I mean, he was there. Mm-hmm. No. My dad was a provider. Mm-hmm. He wasn't present for me. Now, once again, we kind of roughly went over this in the other episode where when you come from bigger families, mm-hmm. Every child will have a different experience. Mm-hmm. Majority of my siblings will not be able to say what I'm saying because mm-hmm. they all had personal mm-hmm. relationships with him, mm-hmm. Present, especially the boys, which I don't even know what that's about when the dads cling to the boys. The mamas to the girls.
I don't know. Maybe it's that thing of, I think for males or for dads, I think it's that thing of, you know, men often want sons. Yeah. They want the seed. They want the heir, the one that they can pass the family legacy to. And so I think in those kind of situations, it's just that. They have to ensure that their son grows up to be the figure that they were or feel and or who feel they like, think they should be.
I feel like they weren't taught to do both.
Yeah. You don't see it often.
How to tend to the son and the daughter.
Yeah.
So that no child is neglected. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I noticed, even in my grown woman, and we'll get to that too, is that there are things that a father probably should have done or did. Mm-hmm. That because he was present, but I didn't have it, I didn't think that it was a thing.
Got it.
Until, like you said, until you started seeing, like, fatherly things. Mm-hmm. Fatherly things. And I'm like, oh, wait.
I didn't have this, but I should have.
What's that? Which, again, makes you gravitate to the person that you're getting that from. And let me put a pin right there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because a father is supposed to provide, or a father is, again, in a Hebrew terms, your source, you will go to who will be your source and who will be your provider, which is why me in my younger days, I tend to hop from man to man because I was pretty much going to be on whoever was providing.
Yeah.
My father did not instill that there through him. Mm-hmm. So we was going to find that in whoever that is, which furthermore triggers daddy issues, which is why you're trying to find a man who is doing things your father should have done.
Right. Or on the other side, you may be looking for a man that will do the things your father should have done. But what I feel like oftentimes we may not realize is we actually end up gravitating or attracting those who are very much so similar to our father.
Is that why I like older men? You think?
It could be. It could be that little girl in you wanting that fatherly love.
It could be.
But I really legit feel like I just like old dudes. I mean, or you just could, but it could be. But
don't honestly, tell me though, I'm triggered now.
It could be rooted in something that before now you've never had to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and I think too. Especially, I could say this for like on the women's side and men experience it too. But on the women's side, when you grow up without that father figure, I feel like you tend to be hyper independent. Mm-hmm. And so in that, you may attract or want someone who you feel like can pretty much exceed where you are when it comes to providing or, you know, taking care of you or, you know, that independence because maybe somebody your age or younger, you like, you can't do for me what I feel like you should be able to do. And if I'm doing it, then maybe someone older, maybe more mature, which makes you think, okay, this is what I want because you can do what I feel like you need to be doing.
Yeah, that's good.
It could very much so,
that's good,
you know, be that. But you know, for us, if we never have a reason to think about it before, which, for example, I'm married now.
Yeah.
Shout out to my husband.
Shout out to my man.
But.
Almost threw a gang sign up. That's crazy.
Deliverance, Lord.
No, I'm still going through the process.
No, but seriously, though, when we started dating.
Yeah.
Because I did not grow up with a dad, mm-hmm. I was very much so hyper independent.
Yeah.
And I had to unlearn that.
Yeah.
And I had to be okay with a man wanting to take care of me. Because for me, I was used to, I got it. I could do it on my own.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to get away from somebody who could and wanted to take care of me.
Yeah.
Because then I felt like I was losing some sense of independence or control.
I lose it.
But it's a real thing. And I thank God for growth.
Yeah.
That I can say, you know, those things are no longer a factor, but it's real.
Yeah.
As a result of not having a father to teach you, you know, what a man should do or show you how a man should treat you. So, you know, one of my very first relationships was abusive.
Yeah.
And because of how I grew up, I didn't even feel comfortable saying it to anybody. So I'm suffering in silence because I didn't have anybody to show me that's not the way a man should show you love.
Yeah.
And then if somebody wants to take care of me, be okay with it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Be okay.
Be okay with it. If he wants to, this is for my ladies. If he wants to, let him.
Hey.
And if you are married, let him lead. Even if you feel like, okay, you let him lead and he failed, you are still there to be his help. Let him lead. I'm telling you, it will make a world of a difference, and it will open the door for healing that you need in areas you did not realize, especially if you have daddy issues.
Yeah. So, speaking of daddy issues, let's talk about the impact of present, absent, and presently absent fathers.
Yes.
I'm just going to list some of the impacts a present father would have based on the list and based on my personal experiences.
Okay.
And then you can do absent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
No.
That's crazy.
We're good.
Why would it be like that?
It's so crazy.
That's crazy. I love you, friend.
I love you too.
Okay, so some of the impacts is high self-esteem, confident.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree. A sense of security and protection. I really could agree, and I gotta tell somebody for that. Family oriented, healthy upbringing and positive childhood memories. That's a maybe. Possess great self-control. Also, maybe I feel like this stuff may be not the seed of the father, but then the discipline in the child.
Okay.
mentally strong, emotionally stable, builds healthy relationships, know how to treat significant other well, self-aware, and understands the value of respect. That was a really good list. So for me, some of the impacts of having a present father is, I gotta expose my family real quick. My dad was not affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
He was not openly affectionate. He was not an emotional guy. We talk about this all the time, especially when I went to therapy. He had like this silent treatment thing. Like when you get angry, you silent treatment. These are all the things that we grew up and thought was normal.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get into it with your dude, silent treatment him. Y'all are talking 2 or 3 days. He'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But he need to feel this. I learned later, did y'all know that silent treatment is a form of manipulation?
Yeah.
To withdraw yourself in silence from a person you know benefits from receiving from you is a form of manipulation.
Help us
AKA
today.
Witchcraft.
Help us today.
Could it be? You be an active witchcraft by thinking you're just silencing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're withdrawing you because you know what them receiving from you does.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it's crazy that that type of dysfunction and manipulation is so normalized.
It is.
Also, one of the things that I experienced with my dad being present was that I never, and I don't know how my other siblings feel about this, but it's qualities in my dad that it's like, oh, I for sure want that in a man.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's qualities that I'm like, oh, he been not ever. Like the way that my dad did not communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what is wrong with you? You know, like, talk. Like, and I was just like, no, I don't want a man that can't talk. And again, my dad would provide, but then there's times where he would provide where it'll make you feel bad for needing it. which now you got the hyper independency that says, I'm going to do as much as I can without you and then see, I'm going to hit you like when it's down to nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and so my dad, he'll do things like, let's say, this is just a random thing, like my tire caught on flat. He'll come to fix it, but it got a little piece of attitude on it. You know, like, what is that? Like, I'm first of all, I'm a girl.
Actually, you know,
fix it.
I'm supposed to call my daddy for this, right?
And that's the thing. He'll do it, but it was never like safe. Like, oh, I'm coming to get my baby girl. And I'm like, bro, you mad my tire flat? I'm mad it's flat. I'm mad I have to call you.
Yeah.
But it's like, even in that, even though he got on my nerves doing that, you miss that by it not being at all. So even in his absence and in his death, now I'm like, now you can't call. I'll take that attitude. I'll take the,
because at least you're there.
And so one of the things that just was an impact was that, again, he was present, but some of the presence I would prefer not. What you bring in that presence, I would prefer not. But I don't like regret anything or any of my experiences, but I do wish that like I got to like know more or understand more before his departure. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe there could have been some type of understanding or some type of change or something that could have happened as to, okay, that's why you act like that. Okay, that's why you do that. And for me, because of who I am in God now, I just would have just loved on them. You know, like when you come into this God portion now, like we talked about the other session, it's like there's this compassion now for what you lack, what you never got, what you didn't understand. I would have a compassion for now. And so I've just had to learn how to deal with the reality of what that is, which I talked about, is just the forgiveness and the compassion just beyond the grave. It's like, okay, this is what happened. I accept it. I accept. Hold on. I just got a little light bulb. Also, when my dad passed, I didn't take it as hard as the other children because he wasn't that present for me.
For you,
So it's like there was no routine that I was like lacking, which for them, I mean, heavy hitting.
It was just more to miss in a sense.
And so I used to feel bad because I'd be like,
I'm not that tore up.
I'm not, but I am tore up. I have my ways and my moments. I think, oh, and I'm gonna get to that. I'm more tore up about the future of what didn't happen.
That's good.
Man,
that's good.
Go ahead.
That's good. But while you were saying that, it just made me think of when you were talking about the compassion, like having that compassion if you had that understanding. And my dad is still living. Out of all my siblings, I'm the only one who did not grow up with him in my life at some point. I think when I was in high school for like, I think my summer after 10th grade year, maybe. For like a month, I think I met my new siblings and, you know, I spent quite a bit of time with them, but that was the most time I had ever spent with my dad my whole life. And I always was with my aunts and stuff, but when it came to my dad, he wasn't there, but it made me think about something. I remember it was my little sister's birthday and her and I have the same birthday. And she, I think she may, I don't even remember how old she was at the time. She may have been 10, 11, 12, maybe. And she had a skate party at the skating rink. And I remember going to the skating rink and he was there. And the only time, now granted, to this day, the only time I ever talk to my dad is when somebody dies and we're at the funeral. And he'll say, oh, give me a number. I'm going to keep in touch. And that's literally the only time, and I never hear from him after that. But I remember this particular party, we were leaving out, and he was saying how he had been struggling with depression and, you know, had wanted to, you know, be done with life and all of that. And it was in that moment I knew that the Lord had healed my heart from what I felt towards my father before, because I literally stopped to pray for him in that moment. When the me before healing, I can't say I would have had that compassion. Or honestly cared enough because again, and I said this during our last episode, I feel like I didn't have that part of you. So why would I give you that? But I knew that God had actually healed my heart for me to not even think twice about it. And my prayer from that day for him has been for his soul and for him to come into a relationship with God. And I'm like, God, I thank you. Because I could be how many of us are, feeling like I'm a product of what I did not have.
Yeah.
And I've turned out a certain way, or my life is going to be a certain way, and I'm blaming the absence of my father.
Yeah.
And when we talk about an absent father, just getting into some of the characteristics of what an absent father's impact is, and that is one, which I see this a lot, especially with males, is struggling with submitting to authority.
Oh, yeah.
Teachers, law enforcement, maybe that's mentors,
and present
uncles. I mean, yeah, I think as a former educator,
yeah,
it's almost you always kind of know.
Yeah,
and it's usually when you find out, oh, there is not a dad in the house. Then it makes total sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Fearful or deal with anxiety, and that being because you don't have that sense of protection or security, so you don't, you know, you don't ever know. Mm. Stays in relationships that are abusive, and when I say abusive, not just physical abuse, but mental, emotional, verbal, a tendency to act out or live recklessly. You said earlier, like for you. You were looking for a man to be who you feel like your dad should have been. And I feel like when we have that sense
of absence. But that was why, just to bring a little clarity there, that was why he was still here.
Yeah.
The years between my acting out and being safe for real was when he was here.
Yeah.
It turned up a notch when he left. And that I gave that like a 3-year span of just cutting up. But and that's also because I was mad. So let's talk about you being mad at your heavenly father for taking your earthly father.
Yeah. Now that's a whole other thing, especially if he was present and you had a.
Because why you do that? I ain't gonna lie. Let me be transparent right here. Y'all used to be so mad. I was like, and not to again, I'm not coming for people's families or their dads, but I felt like there were so many more. Worser people like you, and I'm not saying like it should have been you, but I'm like, bro, you really could have took somebody who daddy wasn't already there.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have been bothered. Yeah, you know. And so the anger that came from you gave me a taste or an experience of something and then robbed me of it.
That's good.
I know that has sucked. Yeah. But we'll get to like the healing part when we talk about how we get past it.
Yeah. Just some other characteristics of the father's impact for when he's absent. We said this earlier, hyper independent.
Yeah.
You may deal with anger and resentment towards others, including your
father. This is male and female, y'all, just to be clear.
Right. Yes.
Male and female. We're talking about guys and gals.
Yes. 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 Easily turns to a promiscuous life. Substance abuse, just trying to numb the pain. So you out here living wild, finding every other substitute for what you did for not have.
Source, for the lack of source.
Yeah. Mm. Loves hard or emotionally stonewalled. And I got a testimony right here.
Okay.
And it's crazy because I used to deal with both.
Mm-hmm.
If I loved you, and not just male, just people in my life in general, relationships in my life in general. If I loved you, I loved hard. So it's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. You either get all of me. And I used to say this. I used to say this to people.
Okay.
You either get all of me or you get none of me. Mm-hmm. If I take me away, oh, it's a stone wall, baby. You're not penetrating at all.
Yeah.
But if I let you in and I love you, I'm loving hard. So you get all of me. Mm-hmm. Which causes you to be taken advantage of, mistreated. But you don't see it that way because now... some void is being filled.
Yeah.
And you're accepted, you're feeling love. So, yeah, I've been there. And I said this earlier, for women, you tend to seek men like your father unknowingly.
I think I'm blown away at the fact that these impacts or the characteristics of a father's impact are so meshed.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have to throw a little comedic relief. It's getting tense in here. I think it's mind-blowing to see that a present father and an absent father have some of the same characteristics, which just proves that how important it is for not just the father's presence, but his engagement and involvement in their child's life. Because you reading half of the absent stuff, I'm like, I know people who deal with all of this with a father, with a dad. Yeah. Take that back. The daddy.
The dad, yeah.
And it's crazy because it's almost, you almost just want to ask, like, what is the root of this? Mm-hmm. Because, present doesn't mean involved.
It doesn't mean healthy.
So let's go to that really quick. Yeah. So testimony. This was about 2020, maybe 2021. I went to this deliverance conference. Now, mind you, y'all, I'm saved here. I'm like good, walking in God. Everything's fighting a good fight. I went to this deliverance conference and this deliverance minister started doing deliverance on me. Mm-hmm. And he began to call out some things. And he was like, you know, cough up these daddy issues, like, up and out. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I forgave him. Like, bro, you're late. You're late. We're good. I'm healed. But then he said something. He said, no, there is a part of you that you are living in a false truth. He said, you need to confess that you made up a life in your mind of who you thought your dad was that he never was, and you need to forgive him.
Hmm.
Y'all, when I tell you I manifested like crazy, like literal, because I didn't know that I did that. Mm-hmm. So there is a place in trauma that because of what you didn't get, you can make yourself think that you did and live like you did.
Wow.
So I didn't even know that when I would speak to people, I was making up stories as if I had this dad, not even knowing that was not my reality.
Yeah. Wow.
So then I'm like, how long had I been living in this false identity, like this false, what is it? Storyline.
Yeah.
And then I think what really messed me up was I had to actually confess and admit you wasn't none of the stuff I said.
Wow.
And now I'm embarrassed. Because, and I said, you got to die with people thinking the best.
And that's not.
Even if that was not my reality.
Yeah. Wow.
So one of the things I did pray about was that the Lord did allow him to leave just with a good reputation.
Yeah.
So I was grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also had to confess and admit that rapport was not fully my truth. And you have to heal me here.
Yeah.
You have to heal me. Because one thing, like you said, when you meet people and they be like, oh, your mom and daddy was married. Oh, you grew up in a good, like the first thing people say is when they hear you had two parents,
daddy,
it's like life was great.
Yeah.
Your family. And I'm like, where? And you
want to
be like, where do y'all get that from? But we see
where they get
this from. This is what's displayed. This is what's told. And honestly, like you said, it couldn't be further from the truth. But I knew that this place, this emptiness, this void, this reality, only God could heal. Which brings us to the point of learning God as your whole daddy.
Yeah.
And I know there's like a little cringe thing. I do cringe at that daddy God stuff. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I cringe at that. Because what? But it's a cultural thing. Like, you know, you got some people who Papa. And so it's whatever he is to you. But when I tell you I had to learn him in that place in a real way. But let me bring y'all some comfort. The way that God showed up as father in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, I could really. They cleared this floor. We got a little shouting section today.
Flip this table.
I might could do a little something. Y'all, that the way that the Lord showed up as father for me,
mm-hmm.
you can see it. I mean, I was about to say, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
There is a total inner and outer transformation from being loved properly by your source.
Yeah. Ooh.
Woo. Oh!
Woo. That's good.
Woo.
That's good.
God, we can move on. We can move on. That we got,
listen. No, that I'm telling you, coming to know God as Father is a process. It's a process, but it's so rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I, you know, we, for those of us who grew up in church or, you know, have some sense of it, you know, you always hear people pray. If we pray, I think we said it earlier, we pray the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. I literally struggled so much with that I wouldn't even pray. Like when I prayed, I wouldn't say,
baby, well, you free now, because the way you going to father, Ariel going to father us. So I'm glad to hear.
And this will.
I never knew that.
And will, yeah.
Because that's like an inside joke
for us.
Yeah. Father, Ariel going to father us. She loves
that's true,
father.
But I've not but always been
know.
There.
I didn't see that's beautiful to know.
Yeah. Like it was uncomfortable for me. Ooh, to even say the word. And in that, I was practically raised by my grandparents. I think mm-hmm. I said this before. Mm-hmm. And I lived in the house, you know, with my grandmother and my grandfather, and they were married. But it wasn't until my late teens that I really was even comfortable, like, having my grandfather as a dad figure in my life. Like, there was, don't father nothing.
Yeah.
Like, daddy what?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody would ask me about my dad,
yeah,
I would get an attitude. Yeah. Like, don't, because no.
Yeah.
And now, baby, it doesn't matter what's physically not here, because the relationship that I have mm-hmm. with my Heavenly Father, there is nothing that could ever take me out of who I know God to be yeah. as a father. And we know, like, God can be whoever we need him to be. He can be a friend.
Yeah.
He could be, you know, the Bible says he's the father to the fatherless. Like, he can, you know, be the mother to the motherless. But when you come to know God as your father, as your source, as your hope, as your strength, as your provider, as your protector, as your keeper, as your deliverer, like when you come to know him and know that your father possesses all of that, ooh, there is nothing that I can bring to you that you don't have a solution for. Ooh. And you said it earlier, as a girl, you had to call your daddy when your car, you know, you had a flat tire. But just knowing, like, okay.
And that's the thing. It's like knowing that God is not that.
Yeah.
He's never mad. It's never no back, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just come.
Right. Okay.
Woo.
Prime biblical example.
Okay.
And we, you know, if you're in church, you've heard the story of the prodigal son probably a million times.
Yes.
He wanted to be grown. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. Right. He left home.
Early. Give my money.
Right. And when he came to himself and figured out, no, I need my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back home. Not only did his dad or his father welcome him,
baby,
with open arms, but
party.
Threw a whole party, brought the best of the best out for him. And that is who God Ooh. Is to us. We may feel like, and I heard this actually earlier today, a lot of times we do things and we feel like God is disappointed.
Okay.
And we feel like God is not wanting us, or we can't come to him because we know we've let him down. Mm. But God is the one person. And I think we said this in an earlier episode that you could come running back to.
That's right.
Crawling back to. And he's not even worried about what you did.
Correct.
How far you were gone. How long you were gone. But he's just welcoming you back like, I love you. You're mine.
And here's the beauty. He already knew the circumstances of your natural father.
Yeah.
Which is why he's there.
Yeah.
He already knew the pain. He already knew the rejection. He already knew the abandonment. He already knew the neglect.
Yeah.
He already knew. He waits for you to come to that understanding.
Yes.
And say, okay, I need
yes.
you.
And come to him.
Yeah. Ooh, and he... He fixes it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, how to overcome fatherlessness.
Mm-hmm. And let's clear this up. Fatherlessness can apply whether you have a father in your life or not.
Yes.
He can be, like I said earlier, presently absent. Yeah. He's present, but he's not there. Yeah. So fatherlessness can be both ways.
Correct. Be honest with yourself about how you feel. Absolutely. Another way to overcome is to release the expectations that you have for your father. Mm-hmm. I'm stuttering. Here's the thing, y'all. You got to go to God for the release.
Yeah.
You can't release in your own might, your own mind. Your mind going to keep the expectation rolling. Yes. So you got to get in the presence of God to say, hey, release me from the expectations of what I want this man to do, who I want this man to be.
Right. What I thought it should have
been. What I thought it should have been, what it won't be. Mm-hmm. Release. Oh, and he will.
Yes.
Another way to overcome is to forgive yourself and your father, even if you can't literally let them know you forgive them. And again, y'all, forgiveness is an action in the heart.
Yes.
Hey. A person does not have to be present for you to forgive.
Yeah.
It's self and it's in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Number four, seek counsel or help to process and heal. Absolutely. I'm telling y'all once again, therapy changed our lives.
Therapy.
Get you a therapist, a deliverance minister, a pastor, all of that.
Yeah.
All things work together. Amen. Yeah. Number five, appreciate those. Yes, I can't even get that out. Appreciate those who have stepped in as father figures in your life, if any, whether that's an uncle, a godfather, a brother, a mentor, or whatever. Show them you appreciate them.
Yeah.
Live in a place of gratitude, adoration, thankfulness, and not just a reminder of what it's not.
Yeah.
You know, we like to accept things from people and be like, this is great, but you're not my daddy.
Yeah.
Bro, just let it be.
Right. Right.
Let it be what it is and be appreciative for what you are receiving.
And in that, your dad might be absent, but God could have very well sent that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you don't live with this void without being unfilled.
Come on. Let's just put that right there. Let's get over who it's coming from.
Okay. Yes. God could be sending that very person that you keep telling, you're not my daddy. God could have very much so put that person in place so that you would not have to grow up with this empty void.
I just saw a picture. Y'all know I'm a visionary. I literally just saw a vision. Like, could you imagine God instilling, downpouring all of these things, these characteristics, this love, this ability in a person for you?
For you.
Only for you to deny it because it's not your biological.
Yeah.
Or it's not your preference.
Yeah.
We repent. We're going to live in a place of repentance. Because
and we'll.
We want what God wants for us, no matter who it comes through.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just, you know.
And then lastly, how to overcome fatherlessness is come to know God. We talked about this as Abba, Father, through prayer and studying the word. We're going to give y'all that word
every
single time.
You cannot do it without his word. You cannot do it without prayer. You cannot do it without communion.
Yeah.
We could talk about it all day long, but healing will not come until we yield to the Father and allow him to open our hearts and heal us and rid us of the things that have been keeping us bound. These are forms of bondage that we're not even seeing or realizing because it's just become a part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. I just want to open a place right there. We want to extend this place for those of you who are this.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this and you've become the absentee. You've become what we're reading about.
Yeah.
There is a place for him to change you too.
Yeah.
So we're not just praying over the hearts of those who are dealing with it. We're praying over the hearts of those who are it.
Who are it, yeah.
Because there is transformation power in the word for you to transform as well.
Yeah.
There's grace for you too. There's forgiveness for you too.
Yes.
Dad.
Yes.
Get back on track. We rooting for you.
We are rooting
for you. We rooting for you.
And it's not too late. It doesn't matter how many mistakes that you've made. It's not. It doesn't matter how much time you have lost.
Yeah.
in God, the time can be redeemed.
Ain't no time. Hey!
Listen.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, it's available. It's available for you too.
Amen.
And so as we, you know, get
wrap
ready
up
to
until wrap close,
it up, we gonna give y'all the word every time. So just our first scripture, Galatians 4:6. And because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out Abba, Father. God has put his spirit within us that we may call on him.
Yep.
He is the father that you can always call on.
Absolutely.
2 Corinthians 6:16.
Make sure y'all write these down.
And 18.
Write these down.
God says, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Oh, yes.
Verse 18, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. God is our protector and our guide.
Say that again.
God is
our protector
and
our guide. So you are not unprotected and you are not lost.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your reality is saying,
yeah,
your supernatural destiny says you have a father and a guide.
Have a guide.
Woo.
That's good. Deuteronomy 3:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you. It does not matter what you do. God is always with us. He never lets us down.
Thank you, Lord.
And John 14:18. I will not leave you as orphans.
Hey!
I will come to you.
I will come.
I will come. He's saying, I will not leave you fatherless.
But that's so powerful because you don't even have to come to him.
He'll come to you.
I won't leave you as an orphan. I won't leave you motherless or fatherless.
Yeah.
But in me, I'll be all things. And because I'm all things, I'll come.
Yeah. That's so good.
Hallelujah. I feel my help.
And the last one, Psalms 10:17. Oh Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. God hears your heart.
Absolutely.
He hears your cry. He hears your inner thoughts, those things that you are feeling, that you've been struggling with, those things that come up when you think about your father, whether he's present or not. God knows, and he's coming to heal. He's coming to restore. He's coming to free you.
Yeah.
There is no point that you'll ever be alone, because we know he's not going to leave us, and God's not going to leave us to suffer.
That's right.
He's not going to leave us to suffer. He's going to come as the solution. All we have to do is find ourselves in a place of yielding and surrender to allow him to come and do what only he can do.
Absolutely.
And that's be Abba Father.
That's right.
Our provider, our hope, our guide. There's so many things.
Yeah.
There's so many things. But Father, we just... thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
We know that you are a loving, caring father. And we thank you for being one that will never leave us.
Yes.
We thank you for being one who will never forsake us. We thank you for being one who hears our heart, knows our heart.
Yes.
You hear our cries, and you are the God who wipes our tears.
Yes.
God, I thank you that you are just releasing a refreshing over those who have been fatherless, or even over those fathers who have been absent, those fathers who have not been who they should be in the lives of their children. God, we just present them to you tonight, yeah. God. And we ask you to extend grace, extend love, extend mercy, extend forgiveness, that we may come just as the prodigal son.
Yeah.
Back into your arms.
Oh, yes.
Receiving the best that you have for us. God, I thank you that healing is taking place.
Yes.
That freedom is taking place.
Oh, yes.
That where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God, we thank you for your liberating spirit on tonight, God. And we just pray that from this moment forward, that we all will come to know you as Abba, Father, as our protector, and as our source. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So we just decree over you that you are healed.
Yeah.
You are fathered.
Yes.
You are loved. You have a guide. You have a destiny. You have a God of your destiny.
Yeah.
Who is upon you, amongst you, with you, for you.
Yes.
Hey, we just decree you are healed.
Yeah.
You are whole. Trauma is not your portion. Daddy issues is not your portion.
Yeah.
You will not be the daddy that gives the issues.
Yeah.
It's not your portion. We just decree even now you will come into full maturation of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You will come into full maturity, full love, full wholeness, full hope, full peace, full joy. Full restoration. I just hear
yes.
that. Full restoration. May restoration be your portion, and may you see the manifestation of it suddenly. May you see a suddenly manifestation suddenly. Of restoration. Restoration in your heart, restoration in your mind, restoration in your relationships, restoration concerning your father, dead or alive, you will be restored.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you. We bless you. We thank you. Hey, because okay, that concludes episode 4. Thank y'all for tuning in to Dear Dad. And we thank God that y'all, every time y'all check in, we just gonna be more whole, more whole, yes, more whole.
Yes, we on this healing journey
we
together.
We on this healing journey together, and we couldn't be more thankful that the Lord chose us to do it. And so, once again, I'm your host, JK.
I'm your host, Ariel.
And we'll see y'all on the next episode. Go like, share, tag, subscribe, tell a friend, tag a friend, text a friend, call a friend.
All digital platforms.
On all digital platforms, Sparked Conversations. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all next time. Peace.